of funny because we talked to a listener earlier in the show, Alicia, who was experiencing a like trouble with her husband trying to find friends because they were not from here. And then we get this DM from a listener who, again, not trying to find friends, more like trying to find romance, but again, not from here, and so is trying to navigate the whole dating app situation. This is, we got this DM from him.
Yeah, he says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I've heard you talk a lot, talk to a lot of people about the ups and downs of being single and navigating the dating apps.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a 30-year-old guy, just moved here a month ago. I'd prefer to stay anonymous, but I'm hoping to get some insight from your listeners, especially the ladies.
Okay.
Here's the deal. I'm struggling a bit financially. Nothing dramatic, just some tough times I'm working through.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, though, how honest should I be about that in my dating profile?
Sure.
I don't want to scare anybody off, but I also don't want to feel like I'm hiding something either.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something I should bring up early on, or is it better to wait until there's a real connection and let it come up naturally after a few dates?
Hmm.
Also, if I do mention it, how should I word it so it doesn't sound like a red flag?
Oh.
Would love some pointers, maybe to hear how other people have handled similar situations. Thanks, yeah. Love your show.
Dang.
Do we need to put our financial situation out there?
Well, maybe not on the
dating.
Maybe not on the app. Maybe it's not like a, hey, kind of between jobs right now. I don't know if you do that on the app, right? Because,
well, he didn't necessarily say he doesn't have a job. He just says he's
true.
Struggling financially. So I feel like he's got a job. Like, I don't know of a lot of people that volunteer their financial stats,
mm-hmm.
even at any point during the course of dating, unless you're considering merging your finances, then maybe you do a deep dive into it. But I mean, if he's got a job, is he asking because he's concerned about paying for dates?
Oh yeah. Like if he is taking, or, you know, if he's meeting someone out on a date, then the expectation would be for him to drop, you know, and pay for the outing.
Yes. I mean, that could be.
You know, maybe you just got to be upfront when you go out and say, hey, let's, you know, you obviously have to pick and choose and really be, you know, try to find things that don't cost a lot of money. Like,
right.
hey, do you want to go to the Big Four Bridge and, you know,
yes.
walk across the bridge and just kind of hang out on the waterfront and stuff like that?
There are a lot of ways you can do dates that don't, like, cost a ton of money or go out to fancy restaurants for big meals.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. You can do that. I remember one of the first dates I ever went on with Elizabeth, my wife. You know, it was like, hey, what do you want to do? And I said, hey, why don't we grab a 6-pack of beer and go down by the river? And that's what we did. And
see, there you go. You can afford that.
Right. So, you know, maybe you do have the budget to, you know, spend $8 on a 6-pack of beer and you can, you know, do something like that. You know, I don't know. I mean, I'm just throwing it out there. Obviously, you know, do what you want to do, but do cheap things that don't cost a lot of money. And then if you do like a dinner or something like that, maybe suggest splitting it.
Yeah. Which, you know, there may be some women that might.
I was going to say, does that throw a red flag if the first date is like, hey, do you mind splitting it?
Yeah, I usually first date. I would say whoever is asking the one that whoever asks out, that's the person that's footing the bill for the date. Otherwise, it's two friends getting together and covering their own bill.
Well, you start off as friends, right?
So, what we're saying is, on the first date, don't choose something that you have. It's really expensive that you can't cover by yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
right.
You just don't put yourself in the position to have to address that for a little bit.
All right. So,
and you should be good.
Honesty in the dating profile. I would say don't. I would say just leave that stuff out.
Yes.
Because if you feel like it's temporary
right now, yeah.
Yeah, if you feel like it's temporary, then it's, you know, you don't want to be judged on something that is just a temporary hurdle that you're having to get over.
Exactly.
But you know, pick and choose what you do and then choose things that don't cost money and just hope that you don't like land some person who is really into expensive that. Things.
Yes. Needs to be wined and dined.
Yeah, exactly.
A big flashy way.
Exactly. Big, big flashy way. So, all right. Well, hey, good luck. Hopefully, you know, that offered up a little suggestions. Welcome to Louisville. You know?
Yeah, it's absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for finding the show on 99.7 DJX.